Hello, my little Poochies. It's your Donnie Ray from the Poochie Crunch Podcast. Just wanted to say thank you so much for checking us out. We're very excited and we'll see you soon.
Hi, Poochies. This is Johnny Cruz. Thank you so much for joining us on this new podcast. Poochie Crunch Podcast can be found on all podcast platforms, as well as Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube. Thank you for listening. Thank you so much for watching. Let's go have fun. Hey, watch your language. Just so you know, we got a little raunchy and we curse like sailors.
Hello, our little Poochie Crunches. How is everybody doing? Are we all feeling fat and happy after eating everything on the Thanksgiving?
Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving.
Yes. Was your Thanksgiving given, honey?
It was giving. I was giving.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Did you guys do the family thing, or what did you guys do?
We did. So we went to my brother's place, and it was just immediate family, which was nice because normally he has like a whole bunch of people, like a house full of people. Mm-hmm. But it was really good. The food was amazing. I have to say, my mac and cheese slayed the house down boots.
Now, did you make trailer park mac and cheese or bougie mac and cheese?
It's bougie.
Fucking course.
I think I use like 7 different cheeses.
I made a new mac and cheese.
Tell me.
And then you make a roux with, and all you guys can get your pens out and get, because it was fucking fantastic. You make a roux with butter and 2 tablespoons of flour. And then you add Japanese golden curry.
What?
And you make that into a beautiful sauce, and you put your pasta in it, and it is fucking no other seasoning. That's all you need. That's it. And white cheddar cheese.
That's it?
That's it. The Japanese curry has every bit of salt. I add a little bit of pepper because, you know, I like my pepper. Yeah, guys. So butter, melt your butter down, 2 tablespoons of self-rising flour. It'll make it to like a brown kind of roux. Add your milk. Slowly whisk that in. Then add 2 cubes of the golden curry, which is a Japanese curry. That's going to simmer this beautiful brown sauce. You add your cheese, put your pasta in a little bit of pasta water. It's fucking sex on a plate.
That sounds amazing. And it's only one cheese?
Just white cheddar cheese, baby.
Wow.
I use Irish white cheddar cheese because we don't have like American cheddar cheese here.
Well, Irish and they're dairy.
Kelly's Expat is a store here that actually imports like American and British food.
Yeah.
So shout out to Kelly's because they had the cheese that I needed, honey. And it was amazing.
Irish makes the best dairy.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Like, for sure.
Irish butter.
Yeah. Kerrygold. Kerryfield. Kerrygold. Kerrygold, right?
God, yes.
We know how you love your butter, honey. If you guys have never seen this man eat corn on the cob, literally it's butter with a little bit of corn on the cob. I got you like a shirt or something like that, didn't I, one day for your birthday or something?
Yes, you did. That said, I love butter.
Yeah, it was something cheeky.
Yeah, and I have in this room, I'll add it to the video. It's framed that I made, and it says butter slut.
But so we know when congestive heart failure fits, we'll be like,
exactly. But you're like Ina Garten.
Thank the butter for that.
You're like the Barefoot Contessa, honey, with all these recipes.
Well, you know, you're going to be serving. I got it off Facebook, actually.
I was like,
I'm going to try something different because I went to a Friendsgiving, which we'll get to that in a little bit, on Sunday.
Right.
But anyway, so your Thanksgiving was good. Everybody behaved. How was like political conversations? Was any of that a
Nothing.
thing? Okay.
Nothing. Nothing. It was loving and peaceful and fun. Like I said, the food was phenomenal. Yeah, I was, it was a very, very happy Thanksgiving. And then, because Justin's parents are in town, whenever they're in town, they go to church the following Sunday after Thanksgiving. And I was dragged. I was dragged to church against my will. And I was a ball of anxiety the entire time. I was like looking for the storm clouds or the lightning inside the room.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But it was, it, you know, what's really weird about the church for me is that I recognized for the first time this past Sunday that the church was my second abuser. So with the abused background, the church falls into that, and the whole manipulation thing with being gay and, you know, not being accepted or loved by the church or by Christ, all that stuff, all that stuff. I don't even want to get into
All
it
the
today.
things, all the
All the
things, honey.
crazy,
Yeah,
all
I
the
think we
bad
all
things,
suffer
girl.
from that trauma, especially in our
Yeah,
community. It's been like,
exactly.
Heather was like, "Oh, don't shove it down our throat." I'm like, "Bitches, y'all been shoving your shit down our fucking throat since we walked
100%.
out the vagina."
That's right.
Yeah. So actually, I will go ahead and lead into the crunch of the week
Oh,
because I
yes,
got
sounds
some
good.
bitching to do and a little bit of tea because I had to set some motherfucker straight.
I can't even take it.
Yeah. And I think his wife actually listened to this podcast, so she does, and she was there. So we had Friendsgiving. Obviously, you guys know I'm new to the Netherlands. I'm making new friends and all that. And I'm at a point now where I'm just fucking done with straight men. Even the false allyship that they like to dangle out the carrot. And I feel
Talk
like what
about
I'm
that.
learning now is like most of those guys are very okay with lesbians, but when it comes to gay men.
Correct.
So we're all
So
at
that's
dinner,
what you're
everything's.
talking about regarding false allyship, is that they're only okay with the L in LGBTQ and the
Right,
rest of it
because they
can
both like pussies. I think
go to
they're like in
hell.
the same fucking
Okay.
genre, you know?
Okay. Got it.
So, at dinner, like I've hung out with this person a couple times. His wife is lovely, and I was always like, you just seem like you always have to like suck up all the oxygen in the fucking room. And anytime that happens with straight men, I'm like, so it's either little dick energy or you're just completely insecure with yourself. And with that energy, I will pass it around like a plate of fuck you. Okay, I don't fuck with it. I don't accept it. I don't take it. But I
Right.
also play nice in the sandbox, especially meeting new people. And then at the end of it, great evening, car ride home. And the crunch of the week is going to be, don't think that you can put a negative connotation on the actual meaning of a word and think you're changing the definition of it. Okay, so we're in the car ride, right? I'm the only gay guy, only gay person in the car. Everyone else is lovely, except for this one that I've never really trusted him. And they're like, let's put some music on. We're all drunk. We're having kiki time. The driver obviously was not drunk. They were dropping me off at the train station. And I'm like, cool, we had a great night, blah, blah. I feel like I'm vibing with these people. And then all of a sudden, the husband in the front, the wife is in the back seat beside me. And then the other husband, who's heterosexual, who's really cool, I totally like him. And I'm in the back seat with the wives, the two husbands are in the front. Let's just paint that scenario. The first time it happened, I was like, Donnie, don't lose it, bitch. Don't lose it. Because
Oh
the husband who was driving put on a radio station, and the other husband was like, ew, that's gay. Don't put that on. That's gay. And I was like, fangs came out. And I was like, no, regress, Donnie. Don't do it. 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 Because when I go, I go. And I don't give a fuck about your feelings at this point.
I
Now I'm in a
know.
car with people I don't really know driving me to the train station so I can get back home. So happened first time, and his wife even looked at me and was like, rolled her eyes, like, oh my God. And then it happened again. Ew, that's gay. Why are you playing that? Why? I won't say the guy's name. The other driver, like, we'll just say his name was John, why are you playing it? That's so gay. Oh, John, that's so gay. And so I leaned to the front and I was like, is it supposed to be straight? Is that what it's supposed to be? It's supposed to be straight? And like I leaned back and looked at his wife and I was like, that went right over his fucking head, didn't it? And she was like, oh my God, yes. She was not, won't say his name. She was like, we'll just say husband. Husband, shut the fuck up. What really? Like, so the preacher crunch, the crunch of the week is, don't put a negative fucking connotation on a word and think that it changes the actual meaning of it. Because I'm so sick of this, oh, that's gay, or oh, that's straight. Like, it's the emphasis of the word and how you placate people. And I'm not placating these fucking heterosexual men anymore. I'm so
No,
fucking done with them.
and you shouldn't. None of us should placate anybody anymore. None of us should sit in the literal or figurative back seat and
Right.
stay quiet about stuff. I think you should speak up. Anybody out there that feels uncomfortable about something, speak up. Speak up against it
Right.
because
Because
otherwise it
the
just
thing for
keeps
me is that
going.
these people are not speaking up for us. I know that that would be the person that if me and his other, that his friends that I went with are lesbians. And I just know that people like that, I'm like, when we're not in those rooms, those are the same ones that will
Oh,
fucking call
yeah.
you a faggot. They're the
Oh,
same
yeah.
ones calling you a dyke. They are not our
Yep.
allies. Because
Yep.
if you drop it that easily and that fucking effortlessly, A, no one's ever correct your ass, and you're gonna learn real quick, we will not be
Right.
friends.
Right.
I want nothing
Exactly.
to do with him after
No one
this.
has ever said anything to him in his life. Yep.
Exactly. And I'm like, first of all, his teeth are like someone kicked him in the fucking mouth like they hated him. So don't even start speaking ill will when you got a grill that looks like someone date raped it, okay? Yes, I'm going there. Y'all ain't seen Donatella come out? This is fucking
Woo!
Donatella.
Donnie,
That bullshit.
oh
I went home and
my
I stewed on the whole train ride home and I was like, even now, I don't know how I'm going to address it with my friends and I haven't addressed them yet because I'm like, I don't know if I need to be the deliverer of that, but I will tell everyone moving forward, always speak up, always make them feel like fucking idiots because they
100%.
are juvenile bullies.
100%.
And one thing we're not doing anymore in our fucking community is dealing with fucking juvenile bullies bullshit.
No,
Especially when
no.
you placate and try to put where the brand of where I'm an ally. Now, first of all, motherfuckers, we don't need y'all to be cool with us. Let everybody here in this radio land. The days of us asking you to accept us or appreciate us or understand us are fucking over.
Over.
They're
Over.
done. They're done. They're
I don't
done.
need
Now,
anybody
if
to
anything,
accept
we're
me.
tolerating your fucking
Yeah.
ignorance now and your fucking stupidity.
Right.
So, all my straight guys out there who are good, I know I got some listeners. I got Charles, you know I love you. There's some powerful, amazing allies out there.
Yep.
But you little boys who want to fucking throw sand in the sandbox, realize you're fucking with motherfuckers who dealt with being bullied. And especially you try
All
to help
their
me crossway
lives.
with words. Honey, I'm a wordsmith. Don't even fucking play that shit with me. So the crunch of the week is call motherfuckers out.
Call motherfuckers out.
Period.
Amen.
Period.
Amen.
So my Friendsgiving went really good, but at the end of it, I was like, you know what? I think I'm kind of done. Like, I think I've hung out with this eclectic amount of group of people for a while, and I've just realized I'm in a new country. I will find my people, but I don't have to accept everybody because I am
No,
very
you
happy with
don't.
myself.
It's like friendship is like dating to me. You can leave them where you found them, as far as
Exactly.
I'm concerned. Like everything is a date, whether it's romantic or whether it's platonic. It's a date. And either we get along and we continue with the relationship, the romance, the friendship, or you act a fool, talk out your neck, and I say goodbye.
Yeah, and you get called the fuck out on the way.
Yeah.
So, since that, and it was just such a weird predicament to be in because, you know, it's like a lot of people, and I've come to understand, like, first of all, guys, like, moving abroad, even though I'm in a very, very, very educated, very liberal country, very, I mean, the Netherlands is like,
Progressive, yeah.
it's a place to be if you're gay. Like, it really is. But you're always, it's always the straight men.
Yeah.
It's always these little boys who are fucking insecure and uncomfortable around gay men. And I'm like, grow the fuck up, because I've got most of my bros are straight men. Like, most of my boys. And if anything, they get a little too comfortable with me and start like grabbing my ass and being funny because they're so comfortable with their sexuality
Right.
that they don't mind like having conversations or being in the same room with me.
Right.
But in that essence, I was sitting there, I'm like, I'm the only gay person in the car, and that's the terminology that's used to refer to
Right.
a negative view of whatever song he's playing.
Right.
Bitch, I'm not the fucking one.
There were so many, there were a million other adjectives that he could have used in that moment.
Absolutely.
But he specifically and pointedly used that word with you in the car. Fuck you.
Yeah.
Fuck him and all the other guys and all the other boys that we grew up with calling things gay in front of us that they wanted to assign a negative connotation to.
And meanwhile, those are the ones on fucking Grindr with no fucking face profile.
That's right. That's right.
So the days of y'all playing that kind of fucking card mm-hmm. are over, because people see for exactly now, people know who you are. I love seeing like straight women now say like on TikTok and stuff talking about like dating and stuff. Like they're like, if a guy is homophobic, the date is over. Because mm-hmm. like, I know he's in the closet. And I love that women in society are finally starting to step yep. into that realization, because we've been screaming it for eons that like all yep. these same ones are the ones who are down at the pier, you know,
exactly.
going for the transgender girls, but then be hating on them and talking shit and yep. sending for gay boys. They're on the DL, wanting to fuck us on the weekend or hook up with us when their wives are away at a fucking church camp or whatever the fuck they're doing.
But Donnie, not just that. The fact that you're with somebody that is so hateful, that has so much hate for the LGBTQ community in his bones, why do you want to be with somebody like that?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. whether he is or isn't on Grindr, right? If you're with somebody that has that kind of hatred flowing through his body, fucking ditch him.
Yeah. Yep. Exactly. And I love that women are starting to do this. So ladies, keep on holding them, hold their feet to the fire. You keep on doing that, mm-hmm. asking the hard questions. Because
yep.
you're only going to wake up one day and realize that you were right with your initial observation yep. of this person.
And you're waking up every morning next to the wrong yeah. man.
Yep. And we are so, I'm just so done with these fucking people. I'm so done with these straight men. Anyway, on a happier note, that's my crunchy tea bitch off of the week. And you guys have
I love that. That's a very, very poochie punch.
Yeah, yeah, poochie punch right there, baby. I wanted to punch him.
Oof.
Right in his fucking gremlin-looking mouth.
And
he ain't seen a dentist since he went to fucking middle school.
And like you said, whether you're new in a country or you've been there for 10 years, you're going to meet people like that. You're going to meet people just like that that you can tell to fuck off and you move on from them.
Yeah, exactly. And that I will say also to people too, even... It's not even just moving to a new country, moving to a new city, start a new
right.
job. Like,
right.
set your boundaries
right.
very quickly. And
let
and,
people
and stand 10 toes down. And that's for women, with men being misogynistic, everything,
right.
anything.
You need to let people know where you stand.
Exactly.
And lead from there.
Yeah. Well, but that he definitely fucking knew when I said what I said when I popped my head up in that front seat.
Hmm.
I was like, oh, bitch. Anyway, on to some fun pop culture news, because we're not going completely, we're not being too feral today, because, bitch, I can, you know me, I can go off, and anyone,
oh, no,
anyone who's ever stood toe-to-toe knows.
You and I both. You and I both.
But on to some interesting pop culture news. I don't know if you guys know this or not, but do you know they're doing a reboot of Star Search?
What?
Yes, you know, I keep you guys current with the pop trends of what's going on. Star
you
Search.
You are more current in another country than I am in this country. Jesus.
So, yes, yeah, so Star Search, and the host is going to be a black man, honey. So, yes, baby.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. But yeah, so Star Search is going to be revamped. It's already been signed. The contract negotiations are done. It's going to be on Netflix. It's going to be on Netflix. Get the live streaming so you can vote in real time. I mean, they're kind of jumping on, well, they can't really jump on the back of all the other songs, because Star Search was kind of the beginning.
Well, no, they started with all.
Branding or redoing it. But yeah, so it's going to be... I think starting up in 2026, so Star Search is back.
The thing is, they can't jump on the backs or shirt tails of any other show because they are the original show.
I know. So that for me thinks about the pressure of that too. It's like you were the original. The other ones came like what's it, Voice,
American Idol.
America's Got Talent, all that kind of stuff. So now they're resurfacing. So I'm very curious as to A, how the judging's gonna work. What's the talent? Because remember, Star Search before was like pretty much any talent. They had lips. Remember they had lip syncing, right?
Anything. Well,
Dancing.
it was kind of like America's Got Talent, where,
Correct.
it's not like people necessarily wanting to be professional singers,
Right. It was showcasing a talent. Yeah. Oh, and me and my sister, we were going to win Star Search. We practiced the dance for Dirty Dancing. I still know it verbatim. And I mean, the lift and everything. We would come home after school in our fucking trailer, get in the front yard, blast it, and we would go
Oh
over that dance.
my
And Summer, I know you're gonna
God,
listen to this.
that
So my
is
sister's name is Summer. So when my sister
hysterical.
here, I swear to God, we were going to win Star Search. Like that's how
Oh
we
my
were getting
God.
out of the trailer. We were going to be rich from being on Star Search and
That
doing
is too
Dirty
much.
Dance.
It was every kid's dream back then.
I
It
mean,
was
Beyonce was
every
on there.
kid's dream.
Justin Timberlake was on there. And of course, Beyonce and her group lost to a group of four white men. I digress.
Yeah, that was another time in history.
Even though they were way better.
Not that this time in history is much better, but
So guys, so Star Search is coming back. And for us
that's
in
incredible.
40s and 50s, I mean, that was a part of our childhood. So yeah, I saw it and I was like, whoa, we gotta talk about this. That is a great pop culture moment to witness, to be a part of.
Who is the one winner of Star Search that was gay? His first name is Sam, that sang Somewhere Over the Rainbow. And then at the end hit this, like slid up into this note in the stratosphere. Am I
Oh, I
wrong?
think we are.
Am I thinking of something else? I'm pretty sure it's Star Search. Yeah, Sam Harris.
Okay.
Sam
But yeah,
Harris.
so we're back, and Johnny did the research for us. Sam Harris?
Yeah, Sam Harris, 1983.
1980. Do we know what Sam Harris is doing now?
Oh, he still looks really good.
Okay, good.
I mean,
Sam, you know, us white people don't age well, honey.
he's 64. No, he looks really good.
Okay.
Oh no, that was in 2009. He looked good in 2009. Oh my God. But he sang
Oh.
Over the Rainbow. Listen,
Okay, we have to I have to listen to that.
as a little Filipino singer aspiring to be a pop star, that rendition of Over the Rainbow sent me, and it sent all the gays.
Oh, all right. I have to. I don't know if I probably never saw that because we didn't really have like cable television for
Oh my God. It is amazing. But Star Search, yeah. Holy
Yeah.
shit.
So Star Search is coming back, ladies and gentlemen. So let's get ready for that and see what I don't know what talent they're going to showcase, but I would want. I was also thinking too. I was like, I wonder if they would ever. Not that they could probably get Beyonce or like Justin Timberlake, but the people who did make, because a lot of people came. Made it big off that show.
You never know. It's
And they weren't
Netflix.
even winners. Most of them were not winners. Like they lost to other people who made it in their career.
But Netflix has pull. Like maybe they
Yeah.
will get them, or at least an interview,
I know that would be brilliant. So, okay, guys, I'll keep you guys
Oh
posted
my
when more information,
God.
but
How
Google it and look
exciting.
it up. I know Star
How
Search is
exciting.
coming
Blasphemy
back.
fast.
Baby.
That's kind of a crunch of the week too. I love that.
It's a little crunchy. I like her. It's a
Yeah.
little crunchy. Maybe I'll go audition for my dancing again. I'll be the
You
dancing
do it.
chorus
Call your
line.
sister. Call
My
your sister. Go practice.
sister would be like, I ain't you. First of all, I'm not picking her up right now. That's for sure. She thick. My sister got an ass for days, honey. Trust me. She got all the ass in the family. I'm telling you. And it's gorgeous, my sister. It's gorgeous, Summer. You know I
Oh
love you,
my God.
baby.
Summer. Well, I haven't seen Summer's ass, but I've seen yours. And if she got all the ass,
Yeah,
honey.
I mean, I got enough of it to hold me tight, so I'm good.
You got a good portion of that ass.
I know,
That
and people
familial.
always. It's so funny too when people see me like I see you, they're like, "Why do you hide that?" I was like, "I don't hide it, so everybody gets to observe it."
Oh
I
my
mean, I lied.
God.
Let's be honest. Half of Manhattan's I fucked saw my ass. So, I mean,
Everybody in Manhattan.
everybody in
Yep.
Manhattan. I mean, I basically got ran out of Chelsea because I slept with so many people.
Yeah, they've seen
I
it.
couldn't go into bars. Remember, you were just like, could you stop fucking the bartenders so that we can go into
Yep.
bars?
Yep. I like the humiliation and embarrassment walking into bars.
Oh, and I drank it up like a fucking dirty martini. I was like, that's it, bitch. Stare at me. Look at me. That's
It was a wonderful time. It was a beautiful time. I
Yeah,
loved it.
that's. I had so much karma later in life with dating too. He was like, you know, with, I won't say his name, but my most recent ex, like, when he was cheating, I was like, I got it. I deserved it. I know I did some shit. That's the problem with people don't understand karma. You want to play the victim when you create the fucking situation.
Exactly. And that
I
karma shows
created
up.
it.
It shows up when you least expect it, honey.
Exactly. I forgot about 22-year-old Don Ray fucking everybody's husband.
What? Not to mention the Hamptons. Remember the Hamptons?
Girl, we're not going there on this episode. We'll save that for the summertime. Okay. We're not doing that. We're not talking about the dick doc right now. Okay.
Was no dick doc in the Hamptons. I just remember going on a search and recovery mission in the dunes. That's it.
We'll
We'll save
we'll
it
have
for
the
next time.
dunes for you guys in the summertime. We're not
Search and
it's too
recovery.
cold.
Just remember search and recovery, and we'll cover it another
Yeah.
time.
Search and recovery, the dunes. Hashtag the Hamptons.
Was a beach ranger.
Yes, you were fucking what was the TV show with Pamela Anderson?
Baywatch.
You were Baywatch, girl. You were
Yes.
Tickwatch.
Shimmy in my titties, looking
You
for
had
Don
your titties
Ray.
out and I had my mouth out. That's what the hell it was.
Okay, you're giving away too much.
Okay, no more, no more, no more. Anyway. Okay, guys. So everybody had an amazing Thanksgiving. If there was any conflama, which we all are
Ooh, we
educating
want to
you,
hear
which
about
is a
it.
new word,
We want to hear
conflama
all about
is
it.
confusion and drama combined. So
Conflama,
if
yes.
there was any conflama that happened at your Thanksgiving table, whether it was politics or new boyfriend, old boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever, feel free to share. Put it in the comments. Let us know how your colonizer day was, because I can't even call it Thanksgiving.
No.
It's
Nope.
colonizer day. Let's be honest here. We're
Colonizer
in
day.
2025.
And
Oh,
is it?
by the way, real quick, before we wrap it up, before we wrap it up. Are you gagging over MAGA losing their mind over the Macy's Day Parade? Have you seen me in the
Okay.
comments?
Okay. I
Okay,
get
my
what
sister.
happened.
I'm going to give you a hall pass because I know you're building a business and you're getting busy.
Correct.
Girl, MAGA having a meltdown over the fact that there was like, they actually had indigenous tribes
Right, I
dancing
thought you
in the Macy's Day
yes.
Parade.
Yes.
The K-pop demon
Yes,
performance, which
yes.
was golden, which is
Right.
amazing. So
Incredible.
basically, they're all mad because they were like, there were no white people. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, what? Because they had basically it was a very diverse, it was the perfect representation of what America really is,
What
with all these
America
fucking white
is.
supremacists,
Right.
MAGA motherfuckers, like they all wanted to be
Right.
white and vanilla. Yeah. I thought it was the most beautiful representation of actually truly where America is, as we hope, going and not where we are. Because
Right. It was a fantastic parade, I have to say. Like,
it was magnificent.
normally I'm so bored with it, but there was so much diversity. It was incredible.
Yeah, and I feel like Macy's actually gave like a fuck you to the DEI and all that kind of shit. Like they were like,
Yeah.
yeah, fuck you. We're gonna do what we wanna do.
I love
But
that.
yeah, oh honey, if you guys
I
get bored
can't
and you ever want
believe. Oh
to,
my
if you're
God.
bored and you want to kiki when we get off, like you guys just Google MAGA comments on Macy's Day Parade. Like it is appalling. Like even reading them, all I could smell was fucking stale milk.
It's
Like it was
pathetic,
just like,
really. It's really just pathetic.
it's
Like,
fucking
they're
vile.
so, they, I think about this all the time. They're so sensitive about all of this DEI stuff. So extra sensitive. And yet, they'll turn their heads and call somebody a faggot, or they'll turn their heads and call somebody whatever racial slur. And
Correct.
everybody's supposed to be okay with it, right?
Well, that's
But
colonizer
they're
mentality.
so sensitive about a parade.
Oh, speaking of,
God.
I mean, I've got to wrap it up real soon, but one more interesting art news fact that I found out, and this is legit. I've researched it. You can check it out. Going into colonizer, you know, they caught two, a 21-year-old white male and a 20-year-old male who was planning to invade a small island off the coast of Haiti to colonize it. Now, for y'all, I'm sure most of our listeners are highly educated, but for the ones who maybe don't know, Haiti was the only one who actually defended against the colonization. Like, they're the ones who beat actually the colonizers where they landed. These two white men, one actually joined the Air Force Reserves or something to get military training because they're, get this, oh no, it gets better. These MAGA fuckers are crazy. They were going to actually take the homeless people from DC to move them. Now, let me leave this. That was their plan. Take homeless people to move to this island to colonize these people to basically to get rid of the men, to keep the women and children to be sex slaves. Meanwhile, get this shit. Get this shit. This is their big plan. They're gonna take over this island, blah, blah, blah. So homeboy decides, I'm gonna go to learn how to sail, right? Because I gotta know how to sail to get to an island. He goes to Thailand, which me and you both have been to Thailand. This white, trashed, bubba, cornbread, cracker, nasty motherfucker rolls up into Thailand and didn't have enough money for boat lessons. Now, me and you both know how inexpensive Thailand is. So you have to
Inexpensive. It's cheap as dirt.
keep it, sir. He rolled over there to take a lesson in how to sail and didn't have the fucking money, but you're gonna colonize and take over a whole island of 80,000 people. 80,000 people live on this island. And you think your white privileged ass gonna roll up in there and take over. First of all, I don't know if y'all know any Haitian people, but all my Haitian brothers and sisters, I see you. I know you, and I know y'all don't fuck with that shit. Period.
Period.
Period. So yeah. So just to add on to the MAGA meltdown about Thanksgiving, now we got motherfuckers planning on going to an island that's already inhabited in 2025, almost 2020 fucking six,
I thought you were
with
going to
no
tell me it was
money.
uninhabited.
No, 18,000 people live there.
I can't even deal with
And their
this.
plan was to get rid of all the men and then basically like have the women and children.
And there's nothing
And
wrong
this is
with
why.
that, right?
This is why
Like
the world hates America.
right, and there's nothing wrong with grown men grooming children for sex slavery, right?
Oh, no. Yeah. And it's.
But the gays do it. The gays do it all the time to American children.
Meanwhile, most
Sure,
people don't even like
sure.
children. Let's be honest. Like,
Yeah. Yeah.
it's like. Yeah. So, anyway, that's a little bit of your correct
Oh my
news
God,
that you have to go do.
I can't believe they're
Oh,
leaving them with that.
Google. Now you bitches got homework. Now you got homework. I want to see it in the comments. Go
Oh
up
my
these.
God.
Lily, look at. They're locked up. They were arrested. They were locked up. Yeah. Go look at their pictures. Like, when you look at their pictures, all you can smell is fucking sour milk.
Honey, thank God for justice. Thank God for
Yeah.
justice. Because there isn't enough of it in this country as it is.
No.
Thank God there was
Exactly.
justice there.
Exactly. So,
Jesus
anyway,
Christ.
that is the Thanksgiving leftovers and bitch we ate. Okay. We ate this episode. So, thank you guys for listening to my bitching. And also remember, like we said, speak your truth in rooms because those people will not speak for you when you're not in that room.
That's correct. That's 100% true.
Yep.
Period.
And energetically, that affects your energy, that affects everything. So,
Yep. It'll sit with
but.
you. It'll sit with you, especially when you know you should have spoken up. Fucking
Exactly.
speak your mind.
Yeah. And I think I should have lost my mind even more, but I was also like, I'm not even going to feed this narrative because
Right.
I said what put it this way, the tone was very quiet for the rest of the ride after I said what I had to
Good.
say.
Good.
Like, and his wife even looked at me and she was like, oh,
Good.
fuck. Like, so I don't know what happened when they got home, but I pretty much made up my mind that I'm done. So on that note, Poochie Crunches, stand 10 toes down, don't take shit off nobody, and always speak your fucking mind, babies.
That's right.
And we love you for those of you that do speak for us in rooms that we're not in and do
We
stand
love
up
you
for
for
us.
that.
We love you.
We love you for that.
And for this
There
drinkman
are
out
the
there,
other
guys, we do see you, we do hear you, and we're so sorry that these other assholes are so much louder and so much more vulgar, but we do see you and we appreciate you
We
and we
know
love
that
you.
they are not a representation of you.
Absolutely not.
So
Half
thank
of my
you.
straight bros who are
Thank
like
you
my
for
besties.
being
Yeah.
allies. Thank you. We
Yes,
love
and
you.
we love you. And I love you, Johnny.
I love you, Donnie.
And then on our next episode, I want to catch up because the next episode will be, I know we're wrapping up. Next episode will be in a couple of weeks, so you're going to be probably knee deep in the
I will be
podcast.
knee-deep. Yep, it's officially open to the public 2 weeks from today.
Oh my God.
2 fucking weeks
My
from today.
sister is a business owner. She's a
I'm
brown
a
lady business owner.
businesswoman. I am an official businesswoman entrepreneur. Whoever thought that I would be an entrepreneur?
Oh my God. I feel like next time we should, well, next time we should be doing like one of the scenes from Wicked.
Oh my God. That would be so funny. Oh my God.
Right, guys, we love you so much. Have a beautiful
Love you
week. Love
guys.
yourself. Be kind to other people. And also, like, just fucking love yourself, man, and the world we're in right
That's
now.
it.
So,
That's
I
it.
love you,
That's
Johnny.
what you gotta do.
All right,
Love you,
guys,
Don.
keep it poochy.
Talk to you soon.
All right, ciao. Mwah.
Bye.
Yeah.